The Fleas Who Wouldn't Say Please by Leslie Sims. When you hear this sound, turn the page. This story is set in a circus with Bumble and Earwigs who tease. There's Spider, Ant's Beetle, plus Lady Spot 2, and three fleas who forget to say please. Welcome to Bumble's Big Circus. Rehearsals are well underway. Everyone's feeling excited. A new act is joining today. Is it another magician? Or ants who can stand on their heads? Is it a juggler or five funny clowns? Wait and see, the ringmaster says. Well, here they are now, three fabulous fleas. Meet Fliss, Flynn, and Flossie on their flying trapeze. The others all cheer as the fleas start their act. They soar through the air with such ease. They fly to and fro, swapping hands as they go, then hang upside down from their knees. "You're magic," says Lady Spot, waving her hat. "Fantastic," the ants clap. "Great show." "Huge fun," laugh the earwigs while clowning around. The fleas simply bow. "Yes, we know." That evening, the fleas are a triumph. They dazzle, they shine, we're impressed. The audience loves them, they take 20 bows. We really are perfect, the best. After the show, they gather outside. Hot chocolate is brought out in jugs. Up bounce the fleas. They don't stop to say please, but just seize the three largest mugs. They strut off to bed. Fame has gone to their heads. Those fleas really are rather rude. Beetle agrees. They didn't say please. The earwigs and ants sigh, subdued. The next morning, things start as usual. Everyone's in the big top. They're working on all of their wonderful acts. When Flynn bursts right in and shouts, "Stop!" "Would all of you leave? We need the tent now." Behind him are both Fliss and Flossie. "Don't forget who we are, your three biggest stars. Now they are rude and they're bossy." "The tent is all yours," the smallest ant says. "But please, may we just take our mat?" The ants march outside. "We can work on the grass." Then they slip on the mud and fall splat. Back in the big top, the fleas leap and dive. Oh no, Flossie misses a catch. Fliss grabs her sleeve and, rip, tears a hole. "Don't worry, it just needs a patch." They take it to Spider. He juggles at night. But in daylight, he sews super fast. "Can you mend it?" says Flossie. "I'll sew it right now." "Well, do a good job. Make it last." The outfit is mended. "I'll take that," says Flossie. "No, thank you," thinks Spider and frowns. He starts juggling balls to cheer himself up and drops them all over the ground. Three earwigs are watching. They see the ants fall, and poor Spider upset by the fleas. "This cannot continue. Those three need to see that everything's better with please." That night, the fleas are tremendous. They're flying so graceful and sure. They swing and they spin as they swoop through the air. The audience cheers and shouts, "More!" But just then, toot toot, the five clowns rush in. "Nice to see you, hooray, time to play." The audience laughs, but the fleas look down shocked as the clowns take their ladder away. "Bring back our ladder," the fleas snap at once. "We cannot jump down, it's too far." "No," the clowns grin, "we're having some fun," and they carry it off in their car. Bumble zooms in. "Earwigs, give it back. You really must learn not to tease." "Yes, put it back now," Flynn and Flossie demand. Then suddenly Fliss adds in, "Please?" "You ask so politely, how can we refuse? Here's your ladder, there's no need for tears." The three fleas climb down and take one last bow. The audience stands up and cheers. Next on, Lady Spot with a conjuring trick. Now, what is the magic word? Fleas? "Is it abracadabra?" whispers a snail. "We know, the magic word's please." The Fleas Who Wouldn't Say Please was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Mari McKinnon, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.